I've been talking about the recognition of the Armenian genocide within Congress for many years now, and that to me is even a personal issue because my grandfather is a survivor of the Armenian genocide.
That's Serge Tankian, an Armenian-American best known as the frontman for the rock group System of a Down. We've been talking to Serge about his latest CD, an interview we'll bring you in the coming days. But he's also an outspoken social critic. To help you better understand the sometimes fierce debate over the word genocide, here's a short outtake from a recent interview. You'll hear more from him next week, but I asked him to talk about the dispute over language that he says isn't a dispute at all.
It's a source of great tension. It's not a matter of historical dispute because, you know, it's been accepted worldwide as a genocide, but it seems to be a contention of expediency having to do with certain governments that are allied with Turkey, like the United States. And so, you know, the United States uses the genocide issue, the G issue, as a way of bartering with Turkey, having to do with Iraq or having to do with the Kurdish issue, which is really sad. The military-industrial complex, the Turkish government, Condoleezza Rice and the administration, you name it, everyone's kind of stacked against the truth.
I understand, but I'm just saying that the use of the word genocide to describe this historic event is a matter of great dispute. It's a matter of great political dispute, and as you mentioned, there are all kinds of issues caught up with that. And I clearly it means a very great deal to you. I just wanted to talk to you about how you take on an issue like this as an artist. Which is it most important to you to expose the issue to people who may not be aware of it, or what?
Yeah, I mean, besides a past tragedy, it's also a current tragedy. Genocide is something that the whole planet's suffering from in Darfur right now. And it still continues because we obviously haven't learned the lessons of what is a true intervention, a reason for intervention, what is a time that we need to get involved in these things. You know, with Sudan, we've made a lot of concessions because they had intelligence on Al-Qaeda, apparently. So we didn't push them. The Chinese have their oil interests, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you know, when it's genocide, everything's got to stop. And the United Nations should go, okay, everything's stopped. Not, business is not as usual. This is a genocide. We need to go. You know, and that hasn't been happening.
I'm sorry, why do you think it's so important to have the United States, among other countries, recognize this historical event and call it genocide? Why do you think that's important?
Well, ultimately, the important thing is to gain justice by the descendants of the government that committed the atrocity, which is the Turkish government. And the United States has a very close allied relationship with Turkey, and it would, whether it's overtly or discreetly, there would be diplomatic pressure in dealing with that country having to do with them committing this crime.
But this is an area where I do believe some would say, I'm not speaking for the government, but I'm saying that there are those who would argue that the American national security and diplomatic interests are complicated and varied. And here is an area where I think some might argue that their whatever compromises they are making are appropriate in light of the responsibility of government officials to protect the country and to balance competing American interests. And what would you say to that?
Well, I think that's a sellout, you know, kind of democracy, in my opinion. I mean, anytime that you're taking the truth and you're using it as an expediency issue for geopolitical or economic interests, then you can't really call yourself an honest democracy.
Well, I think this is an area where some might argue that they are more qualified to assess these matters than you are. And that is, I think, the question.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, qualification is truth. You know, when you're dealing with the truth, that's the important thing. It doesn't matter whether someone has military experience over my knowledge of foreign policy. The genocide is the genocide. You shouldn't, you know, you can't go to Germany and say, you know, if you want to back us up in Iraq, we'll forget about the Holocaust. How would that go? You know, that doesn't work. You know, not if you want to call yourself a democracy. We have to deal with foreign policy in an honest way. We can't deal with it by selling genocides or denying things that are in our own archives. Mm-hmm. That's wrong.
That was Serge Tankian, an Armenian-American activist and lead singer for the group System of a Down. His hopes for passage of a congressional resolution are looking dimmer right now. A number of House Democrats have dropped their support because of concerns that the resolution would seriously damage relations with Turkey.